Now I proceed on here. It says the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. I met a man on the golf course, fine-looking man, retired, had had a fine position. But all that his mouth could say was just iniquity. Every breath he uttered was to take God's name in vain. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath ceased to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Actually, in his bed, he plans to do evil the next day. What a picture that we have here. And it's a frightful picture, by the way. Now, when we come here to verse 5, we have a picture of God and what God is. And listen to this. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Now, these are blessed, wonderful words. And this is the God that man rejects. This is the God that man has no fear of. And the wicked do not know this God. And they do not know what it is to be under the shadow of his wings. And that's the place where the righteous find refuge. I'd like to talk about the wings of Jehovah, but we did that back in the 19th of Exodus, when God told Israel, you've seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, we find under his wings there's protection, there's security and rest, and also the warmth of his love. The Lord Jesus, you'll recall, he said to Jerusalem, he said, how many times I would have gathered you as a mother hen gathers her little ones under her wings, and you would not. And this is the God that many are rejecting today. Now, it concludes with this word, verse 11 and 12. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen, they're cast down, and they shall not be able to rise. What a picture this is. It's a prayer now. And here in this section, he prays that God will continue his mercy and his grace to him, and he'll not fall under the wicked. I think that's something every believer today. You and I are in a wicked, mean world. And my prayer always is, oh God, don't let me fall in the hands of the wicked.